So, imagine you are the gatekeeper for an organization's most highly sensitive information. Like you are managing the truly critical infrastructure.
Right, we're talking criminal justice records, patient health histories at a major hospital network, or even the direct controls for a municipal power grid.
Exactly. And you're facing these sophisticated threat actors probing your perimeter every single day, right? So you know you need cutting-edge artificial intelligence to protect your
Oh,
network.
for sure. You have to have AI at this
You
point.
do. But there is a massive catch. Because to use standard cloud-based security tools, you have to pack up your highly sensitive telemetry and, well, send it out of your building.
Yeah, it goes right out to be analyzed on someone else's servers.
Which is crazy. It's like you are trying to secure the vault by mailing your floor plans and the lock combinations to a complete stranger.
It really is. And it creates this impossible paradox for anyone managing high-stakes environments. I mean, the tension between needing the sheer computational power of advanced AI for security and then balancing that with the strict, non-negotiable legal requirements of data control, it's the single biggest bottleneck in critical infrastructure protection today.
And resolving that tension is actually the entire mission of our deep dive today. We've got a really fascinating stack of documents on the table.
We do some really technical white papers from Sky AI, deployment case studies from the Lenovo AI Innovators Program, and some very stringent government cybersecurity mandates.
Right. And we are looking at a localized solution called Zero G Zero. It's this AI cyber defense appliance built specifically for organizations that, well, they just cannot compromise on data sovereignty.
They literally can't.
So today we're going to explore exactly what Zero G Zero is, how its unique five-step methodology fundamentally rewrites the rules of network defense, and why its core philosophy of demanding that AI show its work changes the whole buying landscape for government IT.
Because the current model of cybersecurity just assumes that the cloud is the ultimate destination for everything, right?
Right.
We're constantly told to aggregate all our data, push it up to some massive centralized data lake, and then just let the cloud compute the anomalies.
Yeah, but Zero G Zero completely subverts that architecture.
It really does. Instead of sending your data out to the AI, it actually brings the AI directly to your premises.
So let's talk about why that architectural shift is so incredibly necessary for you, the listener, if you are operating in one of these regulated spaces. Because, I mean, we've been sold on the cloud for a decade now.
Oh, easily a decade.
Right. Everyone says the cloud is scalable, it's constantly updated, it's offloading your compute costs. But the legal framework surrounding data privacy, well, it doesn't really care about cloud scalability.
No, it doesn't care at all. If you manage criminal justice information services like CGIS data or highly classified defense schematics, that data legally cannot sit on a multi-tenant public cloud server.
It just can't, regardless of the encryption standards.
Exactly, because once your telemetry leaves your perimeter, you forfeit a degree of sovereignty. You're suddenly relying on a third party's routing, their hardware, their internal security policies.
And that is exactly what Zero G Zero, which is developed by Sky AI LLC, is designed to prevent. It operates entirely on the customer's own premises.
The appliance just sits right there in your rack. No data goes out.
Zero data.
Zero. It even functions at full capacity if the environment is completely air-gapped from the internet.
Now, okay, I'm looking at the deployment specs here, and I do have to play devil's advocate and challenge the practicality of this for a second.
Okay, go for it.
Because bringing an AI reasoning engine locally into a building usually requires a massive footprint. I mean, we are talking about heavy GPU requirements, huge thermal load, and like a dedicated team of engineers just to maintain the hardware.
That's the standard assumption, yeah.
Right. If I am a local municipal government, I don't have the budget to build a mini data center just to run my security AI.
Well, you'd be right if we were talking about training a massive language model from scratch on-site, but we aren't doing that here.
Okay.
This is an inference engine that is heavily, heavily optimized for a very specific task. Sky AI partnered with Lenovo and Intel to ensure the hardware footprint is incredibly lean.
Ah, so it's purpose-built.
Exactly. It doesn't require specialized cooling or an army of technicians. Just look at the rollout with the city of San Gabriel from the case studies.
Right, I saw that one.
Yeah, they deployed this secure on-premise AI to protect their municipal infrastructure without drastically expanding the city's IT payroll. It just installs right into standard server racks and operates silently.
Okay, so the hardware is manageable. That makes sense. But I want to get into the actual mechanics of how it stops a threat actor. Because just having a box sitting in a server room is only half the equation, right?
Yeah, it actually has to do something.
Exactly. And Zero-G Zero operates on this highly specific cyclical methodology. It's a five-step process: see, think, act, verify, and tell.
Let's break those down. The see phase is basically the foundational step. The appliance establishes this continuous, really comprehensive visibility across the entire network.
So it's watching everything.
Everything. It ingests traffic patterns, internal lateral movements, and it monitors every single protected device.
But establishing a baseline is notoriously difficult in modern dynamic IT environments.
Oh, it's a nightmare usually.
Right. Because normal for a hospital's IT network at 3 a.m. looks very, very different than normal for their billing department at 3 p.m.
Absolutely.
Devices connect and disconnect. Large file transfers happen sporadically. How does Zero-G Zero separate a legitimate, albeit unusual, administrative task from, say, a hacker doing network reconnaissance?
And without drowning the IT team in false positive alerts, which is the real danger.
Exactly. Alert fatigue is huge.
Right. So it avoids that because it relies on behavioral baselining rather than just static thresholds.
Okay, what's the difference there?
Well, a static threshold just says if a user downloads more than 1 gigabyte of data, trigger an alert.
Which happens all the time innocently.
Exactly. And that generates massive alert fatigue. The Zero-G Zero AI actually maps the relationships between entities. It observes that a specific service account usually only talks to a specific database during a scheduled backup window.
Okay.
So if that service account suddenly starts querying the Active Directory for user privileges in the middle of the day, the AI flags the behavior itself, not just a volume threshold. It actually understands the context of the environment.
Oh, wow. Which transitions us directly into the second phase, the think phase. Because seeing an anomaly is easy, but interpreting the intent behind it is the hard part.
That's where the local reasoning engine kicks in. In the think phase, it scores the event. It weighs all that behavioral evidence against known threat intelligence and local heuristics.
And the critical distinction here, again, is the latency and the autonomy, right?
Yes. Because this reasoning is happening right there on the local appliance, it doesn't experience the latency of having to query a cloud database.
So it's fast.
Very fast. It evaluates the threat, scores its confidence level, and prepares a response. Basically, instantaneously.
And when that confidence threshold is met, it initiates step three, which is act. Zero-G Zero moves to contain the threat. It blocks malicious traffic or isolates the compromised
It
machine.
shuts the threat down.
But hold on. Giving an autonomous AI the power to isolate machines on a critical network is honestly kind of terrifying.
It scares a lot of IT directors, yes.
I mean, think about the environments we are discussing. If this AI gets a false positive, could it just panic and aggressively shut down a hospital's ICU monitoring network? Or,
Yeah.
take a city's water treatment facility offline just to kill a suspicious script?
And that fear of autonomous disruption is exactly why so many organizations just run their security tools in monitor-only mode. They're too scared to let it act.
Which defeats the purpose.
It does. But Sky AI addressed this by hard-coding specific, unalterable guardrails right into the Zero-G Zero architecture. The AI is categorically denied the authority to block an organization's own critical systems.
How does it know what is critical, though? Is it doing, like, process-level isolation?
Yeah, it utilizes targeted containment. Rather than disabling a machine's entire network interface card, which would take the machine entirely offline, it targets the specific malicious connections.
Oh, I see.
It blocks the offending processes and the specific ports being exploited. The vital organs of the network are defined and completely insulated from autonomous action.
So the AI operates more like a scalpel than a sledgehammer.
Exactly, a very precise scalpel.
That surgical approach is so vital. Now, most standard security platforms, they basically consider the job finished right there at the act phase.
They block it and they're done.
Right. The EDR detects ransomware, it issues a command to kill the process, it generates a log file saying action taken, and the software just considers the threat resolved.
But the reality of network administration is that commands fail all the time.
All the time.
They fail constantly. A configuration policy might conflict with the kill command, or the endpoint agent might be corrupted, or, and this is common, a sophisticated piece of malware might actively unhook the security tool from the operating system kernel before the block can even execute.
So a command send is definitely not a command executed.
Never assume it is.
And this is where Zero-G Zero introduces step four, verify. And we have to highlight this because this is the differentiator that completely changes the value proposition for the listener.
It really is the game changer.
It refuses to assume the block worked. It actively rechecks the state of the machine to explicitly prove that the thread is actually contained.
It shifts the entire operational standard from "we attempted to block it" to "we verified the block is holding."
Right. It's the difference between locking your front door and hoping for the best versus actually testing it.
Yes, I love that analogy.
Because traditional security tools are like, you know, pressing the lock button on your car key fob as you walk away. You hear a beep, you assume the door is locked, and you go inside.
And you just hope nobody opens it.
Exactly. Zero-G-Zero is the equivalent of walking back to the car, grabbing the door handle, and physically jiggling it to make absolutely sure the mechanism engaged before you walk away.
And in cybersecurity, you always have to jiggle the handle. You have to. Because if the verification fails, if the threat is still active despite that block command, the system immediately knows it needs to escalate the response.
Or alert a human operator instantly.
Right, rather than just letting the ransomware spread while the IT dashboard is falsely showing a nice little green check mark.
Which is terrifying. Okay, so once the action is actually verified, we reach the final step, which is tell. The appliance obviously has to communicate what just happened.
It does.
And frankly, the way most security tools tell you something is by vomiting thousands of lines of raw JSON logs or just impenetrable matrix code onto a dashboard.
Which is totally useless if you don't have a fully staffed security operations center working around the clock to parse those logs.
Exactly the problem Zero-G-Zero solves. It translates the entire event, the initial anomaly, the reasoning process, the action taken, and the verification into a plain English narrative.
Plain English. No jargon.
None. It just tells the IT manager, "We saw this abnormal behavior on Workstation 4. We assessed it as credential dumping. We blocked the specific process, and we verify the machine is now secure. No further action is required."
It really democratizes advanced security. You don't need a senior threat hunter to decode the alert.
Right.
A general IT administrator can just read the plain English summary, understand the context immediately, and move on with their day. It totally respects the time and bandwidth of these lean IT teams.
So we've covered the five steps for a single event: see, think, act, verify, tell. But let's scale this up a bit. How does Zero-G-Zero manage an entire enterprise environment without creating massive network latency?
Good question.
Because you have the central appliance analyzing the traffic, but how is it executing these really precise verified blocks across hundreds or even thousands of endpoints?
It utilizes a layered architecture to do that. You have the main appliance providing the macro level intelligence and visibility, but it actually pairs with a highly localized, lightweight agent installed on each individual computer.
Okay, so the agent is doing the actual blocking at the OS level.
Yes, exactly. When a threat is detected, the lightweight agent executes the block directly on the machine.
Wow.
And because of that targeted approach you discussed earlier, it neutralizes the malicious activity without cutting off the machine's normal internet access.
That's huge. So the user can just continue working.
They can keep accessing their legitimate applications while the agent just silently quarantines the threat in the background.
And that prevents the security solution from becoming a denial of service attack against your own employees.
Which happens a lot with older tools.
But what happens if, say, a worm or a self-propagating threat hits the network? Does the central appliance have to individually instruct all 1,000 machines to block the IP address?
No, and this is where the engineering gets really impressive. It employs a concept called mesh containment or fleet defense.
Now, normally, if you want to isolate a threat network-wide, you have to use network access control, right?
Yep.
Your security tool have to authenticate into your core network switches, like your physical Cisco or Juniper hardware, and alter the VLAN tags or block address addresses at the switch level.
Which requires handing over the keys to your entire network infrastructure.
Which is incredibly risky.
It's extremely risky and incredibly difficult to configure properly. But Zero-G-Zero just bypasses the switches entirely.
Wait, it just ignores them?
Yeah. The mesh containment operates strictly endpoint to endpoint. When one machine's lightweight agent encounters and verifies a novel threat, that intelligence is instantly propagated to the rest of the fleet.
Oh, I see.
The entire network of endpoints collectively updates their local host-based firewalls to refuse the threat. The network essentially immunizes itself dynamically.
It's collective immunity at the endpoint level. You don't have to touch the central plumbing of the building at all. The endpoints just form a shield wall together.
Exactly. It drastically reduces the complexity of deployment.
Yeah.
You aren't spending weeks configuring switch integrations. The fleet just defends itself autonomously.
Man, this entire system, the local inference, the endpoint mesh, the verified actions, it points to a much larger ethos from Sky AI. I mean, they also develop Wesky, the secure local AI platform for enterprise, so their engineering DNA is clearly deeply rooted in keeping data secure and local.
It really is.
But their approach to zero-G zero hinges on something you rarely see in this industry, which is the philosophy of earned trust.
Yeah, the cybersecurity market right now is just saturated with vendors selling black boxes.
Holy.
They offer these proprietary algorithms and basically say, trust us, our AI will catch the bad guys. You have zero visibility into how the AI is actually making decisions. Zero-G zero vehemently rejects that premise.
They are essentially applying the concept of zero trust to the AI itself.
That's a great way to put it.
Because we talk about zero trust all the time regarding users like never trust a user, always verify their identity and device posture before granting access. Zero-G zero just forces the AI to live by those exact same rules.
Yes. The IT admin doesn't trust the AI blindly. The AI actually has to prove its competence.
Right.
Because every action is verified and then explained in plain language, the human operators can inspect the AI's logic at any time. The AI does not demand blind faith.
It demonstrates its accuracy on the customer-specific network.
Exactly. And only as it consistently proves its reliability does it earn the trust to take on more autonomous responsibility.
It's like it's applying for the job every single day.
It really is. And they back up this whole philosophy with a highly practical offer for procurement teams, a 30-day no-obligation trial.
Oh, wow.
They don't want to run a simulated tabletop exercise or show you some sanitized demo environment. They want you to rack the appliance, let it learn your network, and watch it catch real threats on your actual infrastructure.
And part of earning that trust is radical honesty, right? The documentation explicitly states that no security product, no matter how advanced, stops 100% of threats.
Which is a stunning admission from a cybersecurity vendor.
It really is. Usually the marketing materials promise absolute invulnerability.
But absolute invulnerability is a myth. Everyone knows it. By admitting that, Sky AI resets the conversation entirely. Their value proposition isn't a false promise of perfection. It's total data sovereignty, transparent and verifiable actions, and local control.
They're honest about what they detect, honest about what they block, and honest about verifying the outcome.
Exactly.
So let's pull all of this together. If you are managing critical infrastructure or highly regulated data, the old model of shipping your telemetry to a cloud server is just becoming an unacceptable risk.
It really is.
Zero-G Zero provides a fully on-premise, incredibly powerful AI reasoning engine that keeps your data inside your walls. By executing the rigorous see, think, act, verify, tell methodology, and, you know, insisting on jiggling the handle to physically verify every single block, it meets the highest standards of the Zero Trust framework. It defends the fleet dynamically without breaking your network, and it explains everything it does in plain English.
It is honestly a masterclass in designing technology for environments where failure is just not an option.
Definitely.
But stepping away from the immediate application of network defense for a second, the architecture of Zero-G Zero raises a really profound question about our relationship with technology as a whole.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, Zero-G Zero is fundamentally built on the premise that artificial intelligence should never be trusted blindly. It is forced to explicitly prove that its actions worked, and it is forced to explain its internal logic to human operators in a language they can actually understand.
Right.
As artificial intelligence rapidly permeates every single aspect of our society, from algorithms dictating our financial credit scores, to models evaluating our job resumes, to AI assisting in critical medical diagnoses, shouldn't verify and tell become the gold standard for all AI?
That is a fascinating point. If we demand that a local network security appliance proves its work and explains its reasoning before we trust it to isolate a computer, shouldn't we demand that exact same level of transparency and verification from the algorithms making decisions that literally alter human lives?
I think so. We can no longer accept the black box in any critical application. Transparency and verification just have to be the foundational requirements for the next era of computing.
Wow. That's a lot to think about. If you are the gatekeeper, you don't just need a lock on the door. You need a lock that talks back, a lock that proves it did its job, and a lock that never asks you to trust it blindly. You need a lock that jiggles its own handle.
Well said.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. As always, keep digging, keep questioning the information around you, and we will see you next time.